awake. You're awake. You're awake. Oh, my treasure, my treasure. You came back to me. I knew you would. Somehow I knew my precious treasure wasn't lost. Oh, my beautiful man, my love, my special one, my magnificent prize, love of my life, apple of my eye, you came back to me. I love you so, so much. You'll never, never know how much I love you. Be careful, don't talk too much. You are in the hospital. You were injured. Oh, don't worry, I'll tell you everything. You're safe now, no need to worry. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to take care of you, and nothing can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you while I'm here. Are you thirsty? Here. Slowly, slowly now. There we go. Oh, my treasure. I want so much to hold you. I want so much to hoard you. And I want to wrap you up and never let you go. But you're hurt. And I can't hold you yet. Your body needs to heal. As soon as you're well, I'm going to hoard you and never let you go. My chalice. My Apollo. My special treasure, my precious one. You were attacked in your home by a gnome blood. He knocked you out and you got a serious concussion. And you apparently bruised a rib when you fell. Gnome bloods. Filthy little thieves. But darling, look what he did to you. To my precious one. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm just looking for someone to blame. It's my own fault. I didn't protect you. I didn't protect my treasure. Oh, my love, you always know exactly what to say. But a dragon protects her treasure. That's our way. That's what matters most to us. That's who we are. Oh, my treasure, I love you so much. For trying to make me feel better. Look at you, laid up in the hospital. You only just woke up. You've been unconscious for a whole day. A whole day. I thought I had lost you. Forever. And you wake up, and what's the first thing you do? You take care of me. Of my needs. My love, I will never, ever deserve you. You don't understand. It's my fault you were attacked. He was after my chalice. I mean, your chalice. The one I gave you. Somehow, he found out you had it. I should never have given it to you. I did it to help myself. To help myself learn to treat you better. And it didn't even work. Like just now, I called it my chalice. And I knew that it was risky, giving it to you. I even said so, and look what happened. I hurt you. I hurt my own treasure. I'm such a failure. Oh, my beautiful man. How can you say that? How can you even look at me? No, no. You're the beautiful one I never was. No, it isn't. My heart is not beautiful. I failed you as a human over and over again, being so possessive. And now, I've failed you as a dragon too. You really feel that way? I almost took off your ring. This beautiful dragon ring that you put on my finger when you asked me to marry you. I felt like I didn't deserve to wear it. I'm glad I left it on. I will never take it off, I promise. And I promise you something else. I will do better as a human and as a dragon. I will love you the way you deserve to be loved. I will respect you and I will protect you. And that begins with taking care of you. So let me just arrange your blankets here and fluff your pillow. You rest now, and I'll take care of you until you're better. Do you want any more to drink? Okay. Oh, my love. My special treasure. I was so scared. Scared that I would lose you. That you would never be my mate. My husband. My forever treasure. And that I would never get to be your wife. As a dragon, I need to protect you, my beautiful special treasure. But as a woman, I need to be your wife. I need you to be my mate. Now, not later. I can't wait any longer to make you my mate. To make you my husband. To make you my forever treasure. Well, not make you, I don't mean. Thank you. You always understand what I mean. Thank you for understanding and for trusting me. I trust you too. In fact, I want to tell you where my lair is. Oh, to hell with the sacred law. You're the only sacred law that matters to me. Nothing is sacred to me, but you. Nothing in the world is sacred but our love. My treasure, what's wrong? Are you in pain? Is something hurting? Are you uncomfortable? What is it? What I said? What about what I said? Well, no, I didn't mean it that way. Who cares if I betray my heritage? You sound like my grandfather. Well, do you have a problem with me loving you more than anything else? No, no. I know you didn't mean it that way either. But does it really make you this upset if I tell you? If I break the sacred law? Well, okay. If you really feel that way about it, I will take good care of my treasure. I said I would, and I will. But, my precious one, you are asking a lot of me. You have no idea how my blood is rushing, how my blood is rising up within me, how my blood is boiling for you, to tell you, to make you my mate, to make you my husband, to make you mine forever, and to be yours forever. And when that boiling blood comes over me, the sacred laws just don't seem sacred anymore. Nothing else does, only your love. I just don't understand why this matters to you, like at all. I mean, what are the sacred laws to you that you should get so upset about them? Of course, what a beautiful idea from a beautiful man. Yes, let's do it right now. Is there a phone in the room? Ah, here it is. Let's see now. How do I... Ah, there it is. Hello? Yes, could you transfer me to the chaplain's office, please? Thank you. My treasure is so smart. I knew I was right to cherish him above all treasures. Hello? Is this the hospital chaplain? We have a pressing need that I hope you can help us with. We are in room 347. Might you be able to come up here? No, that's just fine. That'll be perfect. Great. We're so grateful. Thank you so much. She's with someone else now, but she can come up this afternoon. We'll ask her to marry us, right here, right now. Oh, that's right. We'll need the marriage license. I'm glad you convinced me to go in with you and get it early. It's at home. Here, I'll text my parents and ask them to bring it. They will want to be here anyway. For the big moment. And then you'll be my mate. Everything will be okay and we'll be so happy together. I'm so happy. Just to be with you. Just to be mated to you. And I can't wait to go on that honeymoon that you planned for us. We'll go as soon as you're better. And you know what my favorite part will be? I got to hold you and gaze at your beauty for 3 whole days. Not just 2. I can't thank you enough for that. I'm so excited. And then we'll come home to my lair. To our lair, and we'll be so happy there together. All the changes I've been making to the place are finished. It's all set. All prepared. For a fully human resident. No cold, harsh stone floor for my man. And no bed of cold coins either. I've made everything ready for you. Hey now, you're the one who didn't want me to tell secrets. You'll find out what they did with my statue when you're my mate, which won't be long now. Oh, I can't wait for you to see all that I've done. To get the lair ready, to share it with you, to live there with you. We will live there together now, forever. And don't you worry about that nasty gnome blood. You're completely safe. My grandfather took care of him. He was so amazing. I can't even tell you. I was sure he would be furious that I gave you the chalice, that I gave a treasure away. And not just any treasure. My most prized possession, in fact. My special treasure. Or it used to be. Until there was you. But he didn't care about that. He didn't even think about it. And he didn't blame me for failing to protect you. He only cared that a member of our clan needed help. Just think of that. He's already accepted you into the clan. And he only cared about helping you. You know, I really feel that I misjudged him. I never felt fully comfortable with my heritage about being dragon-blooded because he seemed so unloving, uncaring. But now, he's protecting us, protecting you. I feel like... It makes me proud to be part dragon. I'm so grateful to him for taking care of that gnome blood. Well, he killed him, of course. What else would he do? What is wrong with you? He was an enemy. That's what you do to enemies. You kill them. That's what dragons do, anyway. Maybe you don't like dragons so much after all. What is wrong with all of you? Mother felt the same way you do. She tried to stop Grandfather from killing him. It was so unlike her. I would have thought that she would understand. She's so protective of Dad. She would do anything to keep him safe. Anything. I know it. And she's the one who taught me to love you properly. To take care of you. To protect you the right way. I just don't understand. Why did she try to stop him? And I really, really don't understand this from you. This man hurt you really badly. He hurt my precious treasure and he did it to steal your treasure. So what if he's a gnome blood? That's different. That's completely different. Dragon bloods and gnome bloods are not the same at all. No, I don't sympathize with him. Why should I? I'm nothing like him. How should I know if he had any family? And why should I care? What business is that of ours? Why do you have to be this way? Why can't you just be beautiful? Why can't you just be beautiful and let me love you? Why can't you just accept my love, my adoration? Why can't I just cherish you? My chalice never treated me this way. Oh no, I'm so sorry. That was completely unfair. I should not have said that. Any of that. It was so wrong. I was being so unfair. Of course you have a right to your own feelings and your own opinions, even if I can't understand them. Please forgive me. Please. Thank you. I'm still just so upset about almost losing you, about failing you, not protecting you. I was still thinking about myself, about my pain, not yours. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I believe you, but I have no idea why you do. How do you go on loving me? I admit that I still don't understand why you... why what my grandfather did upsets you. I will try. I will try to understand for you. I know that if I'm going to love you, I need to understand you. I will try for you. For my treasure. Yeah, that makes sense. When they get here, I'll ask them if we can talk about it. All of us, together. I mean, my mother got me this far with you. It's all because of her that I've been able to love you like I should. Or at least I have made progress. What? Hurt you? Really? You really want me to? But how can you want me to hurt you? Now? After all this? After how I've treated you? After how I've been treating you? Since the moment you woke up? How can you even think of it? I just... Are you sure? Well, okay. I mean, you know how much I love to? How much I need to? How much I need you. Well, I can't get in the bed with you, but let me just sit here and put my arm across you. And there. Oh, my love, thank you. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for trusting me. I'm still yours and you're mine. All mine. My joy. My love. You are my beautiful man. You are my forever treasure.